This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of Worldwide Wave, the international LGBT news and current affairs show, every week on Australia's first LGBT radio station, Joy 94.9.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And normally we have Gordon.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook.
Normally we have Gordon helping us out on the front desk there, and he's Scottish, so we had a story for him tonight, but he's not here. So we're sending your wishes, Gordon. In Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon has become the first serving First Minister, which is their equivalent of the Prime Minister, to appear at a Pride event.
Oh, fabulous. I hear that she found it was a privilege to speak at the event, no less.
She did. She joined thousands of people who took to the streets of Glasgow for Pride. She wore a rainbow floral necklace and even got a rainbow flag tattooed onto her face. Well, painted on, not permanently tattooed.
Forever.
Now, there was a couple of little incidents. Police confirmed that two men aged 16 and 24 had been arrested for breaching the peace, homophobic aggravation and resisting arrest. And there were another three people who got arrested for breaching the peace. But the story of the event was all about Nicola Sturgeon. In her speech, she said, "Love is love, wherever you are and whoever you are. My pledge as your First Minister today is this. As long as I hold office, we will continue to do everything we need to make sure Scotland is not just one of the best countries in the world, but the best country in the world for LGBT rights." Whoa, that's throwing it out there.
Yeah, and that's how you are as a Prime Minister, to really take the lead on something.
I'm not quite sure what you're saying there. Interesting, it was also the first time that armed forces took part in Pride in Scotland. Well done, Scotland.
And now on to Russia. An American fantasy author was stunned to discover the Russian translation of a book censored the gay storyline. So they've just changed the story. A Russian publisher is under fire for censoring a gay storyline in a popular fantasy novel series without permission from the US-based author. Victoria Schwab is the author of the Shades of Magic series, which I've read, which features a number of LGBT characters, including a bisexual prince who has a same-sex romance.
Outrageous. We love it.
Yeah. She was horrified to discover via a reader that the story had been doctored for the Russian translation in order to omit the gay relationship. She said she wouldn't have known if not for a Russian reader who read both editions. Publisher in total breach of contract. They chose to illegally edit and redact it. So the Russian publishers admitted they made the changes but insisted the change was required to comply with the country's gay propaganda law.
Not happy Jan. Speaking of not happy Jan, across to New Zealand, and we're not used to this sort of news out of our Kiwi neighbour, an Auckland pastor has gone on a rant saying gay people should be shot.
Outrageous.
He has been called hateful and shameful after saying that, saying this and putting it online. Logan Robertson from the West City Bible Baptist Church in Avondale shared his thoughts on gay marriage during a service, which was filmed and later published. He said he called it homo marriage. And this is the exact quote. "So I'm not against them getting married as long as a bullet goes through their head the moment they kiss." Now, obviously, this has caused many, many people to speak out against him. He went on also to say the Labor leader, a female Labor leader, Jacinta Ardern, should leave Parliament and be in the kitchen to, quote, bake a cake for her boyfriend.
Yeah, he's also wanting to step back and say women should not be allowed to vote. This guy, like, what triggered this, I wonder? Why? Has he always
mental instability, perhaps? Yeah. Yes, many, many people have spoken out against it. The Human Rights Commissioner of New Zealand, Jackie Blue, said his speech had no place in New Zealand society.
Now, over to Romania. A Romanian Orthodox bishop has resigned after a tape of him allegedly having gay sex was circulated on the internet.
Oops.
I feel like this is the exact opposite of the last one.
That's true.
Bishop Corneliu Baladignu was the bishop of Husi, was rocked by scandal this month over the shocking tape. He was an influential voice within the ultra-conservative church, which is strongly opposed to LGBT rights, and lobbied against the 2001 repeal of a law that criminalised homosexuality. But he's been left with his reputation in tatters when the tape leaked online, of course, but it was a pretty blurry video.
It's racked up about 180,000 views, and it reportedly shows two male figures kissing and performing oral sex acts on each other, which are reported as being the bishop and a student at his seminary.
He protested his innocence and claimed the tape had been tampered with, but he has been dismissed as a bishop this month.
Yeah, the church said they dismissed him for the peace and good of the church. Now, he'll be remaining as a monk, but will hold no official church position.
Over to Thailand, perhaps. We can talk about the Bangkok governor says the rise in HIV is because of gay TV shows.
Sorry?
Gay TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, they cause but HIV.
You know what? You know when he said this? He said this at a media conference just after he'd chaired a government conference on HIV.
Oh, wow.
I think he missed the point. Gay Star News quotes him as saying that it was now, quote, fashionable to be gay and that men who had sex with men had a higher risk of acquiring HIV than other groups. Because of these gay TV characters meant men were rushing into sex without enough education about sexual health.
Well, there are actually a lot of TV shows that are about sexual health as well.
Indeed. Do they count? And look, the local group there, who we've spoken to many times as well, APCOM, Midnight Pudukkasa Tuana, who's the executive officer of APCOM, and they do a sensational job, he countered this saying, having gay characters on TV helps make young gay men feel more comfortable about their sexuality, which in turn means it's more likely they will seek support for issues related to HIV and their health. Figures from UNAIDS show that HIV cases are not on the rise in Thailand.
Mm.
And in brief, in the USA, an anti-trans bathroom bill has been shut down by the lower house of Texas. In Russia, St. Petersburg Pride Rally has had its largest turnout since 2010. Chile's president will introduce a bill for same-sex marriage to Parliament this week. And in the bromance of the year, openly gay Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has marched with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Montreal Pride. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another podcast of the World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. World Wide Wave is the international news and current affairs show on Australia's LGBT radio station. You can listen live every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. Eastern Australia time on 94.9 FM in Melbourne or online at joy.org.au. You'll find all of our podcasts at joy.org.au/worldwidewave or follow us on Facebook for latest international LGBT news. Search W3Joy on Facebook now.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.